This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
With Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so we made it to Friday. There's my little victory, baby.
We did it.
I know it was a short work week, but who asked you?
It didn't feel like a short work week.
Sure didn't.
Felt like a whole work week.
We made it to Friday, and that's exciting. And I just feel like that is a little victory, even though I have to work all weekend. It's still a little victory, okay?
You know what? We here for the majority of the weeks being done, okay? That's a little victory.
I'm going to be out for Justin Timberlake pre-party at Uncle Buck's tomorrow night from 4:30 to 7:30. And tonight, Wepa. I'm emceeing the auto show gala, kicking off the auto show. So it's going to be a fun weekend. So
there's
a lot of little victories going on around here.
That's a big little victory.
Yeah, what's your little victory?
My little victory is that we caught the dub last night, man. Oh. I mean, I just got to say it. Like, I'm going to take the dub as my own, right?
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. The team pulled up.
Go Bucks.
You know, shout out to them. And it's a quick trip because they were home. They're away.
Yeah.
They're in Washington tonight playing Chris for the first time since the trade.
They're playing they're playing Chris Middleton tonight. This is like when they hit up Drew Holiday again.
So the matchup is going to be heavily watched. Let's just say that. And then they're back home on Sunday. So it's a few, you know, games back-to-back-to-back for the team and back-to-back-to-back for me.
Well, and this is like one of the only times where you don't have football or baseball. You just have basketball. So that's kind of cool.
That's right.
March is going to start, and we got college basketball.
Bruh, literally, though. Like, and an attorney, so literally it's basketball season, for
let's
sure.
Let's go, man.
I'm here
all
for
right,
it.
Well,
why
happy
not?
Friday, everybody. We've got Summerfest Power Passes coming up.
Oh, that's a WEPA.
Yep, last chance to win those today. And a new edition of Dumpster Fire Dating.
WEPA?
WEPA.
Oh, WEPA.
Might have a date on the books, everybody.
WEPA, WEPA. I see. Okay, so we might not be having a dumpster fire at all. We're going to get there, though.
We'll talk about it later, okay?
Bet.
Good morning, everybody.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so did you notice what I brought in?
I did see.
That's going to have something to do with the question of the day. Let me...
We'll shake a poo.
So I was telling DZ that last weekend I started getting sick like everybody has been.
You could feel it.
I could feel it. I could see it. You know, I was not coughing up anything clear anymore, not to be gross, but that's how you know you have an infection, right? If your snot starts turning green and yellow and all these colors when you're coughing.
Which you told me that, and I was like, I thought burgers was always green and
boogers
nasty.
Boogers are dirty, but I'm not talking about boogers. I'm talking about when you're coughing
the phlegm
up.
And,
the phlegm you cough up when you're sick, right?
Received,
Well, I decided to take some of our listeners' advice, and it worked.
Oh, really now? Our listeners are smart?
Duh. They listen to us, obviously.
Obviously.
So one of the listeners, maybe multiple, always texts in when one of us is sick. Take zinc. It's a thing. Trust me, Allie and DZ. Zinc always stops me from getting sick. And I'm like, what is zinc?
Isn't that metal?
I don't even know what zinc is. It's a dietary supplement. It's a vitamin. It's by the vitamins if you go to like Target or Walmart or wherever you go.
So you got vitamin A, B, C, D, and then zinc.
Yeah, because I take a few things every morning. Like I do take iron and things like that.
Fair, right.
So, and vitamin C. So I went to Target and I got some zinc, which is right in the pharmacy by all the other vitamins, you know.
I've never taken zinc.
I hadn't either. And I Googled, what the hell is zinc, by the way?
So?
And it helps with your immune system. It helps with wound healing.
Oh, really? No.
All these interesting things. So I added it to my repertoire. And I started taking it last weekend and it fought off my sickness.
That's wild.
And I have, everything's clear again. I'm telling you, it's the weirdest thing. So maybe it's not the zinc, but I'm convinced my home remedy is now zinc. Okay?
The home remedy. I made it myself, y'all.
I made it myself. It's my go-to. So we always have this discussion
zinc
we're having
by Allie.
And if I get sick tomorrow, I'm throwing it against the wall and I take it all back, okay? So my
knock on wood.
The question of the day is, what is your go-to help me immediately when I get sick?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can even say vitamin C like a lot of people do. I don't care. We can all share the same thing. My thing is zinc, and I brought it for you because you said you would try it.
I'll pop a couple of them mugs right now. Don't play with me. How many do you take?
You only need one, DZ.
Oh,
it's a vitamin.
I'm taking two.
Stop.
I gotta catch up.
Would you take one like a normal? You don't take two, dude.
What's wrong with taking two?
I don't know, because I just
no. Actually, no. Medication etiquette. You should only take one, y'all. Only one. Look. Only one.
Thank you, DZ. Take that. So zinc is a nutrient found throughout your body that helps your immune system and metabolism function. Oh, we're about to be skinnier.
Oh, I can feel it already. Ooh, my waistline is zinking.
It's important to wound healing and your sense of taste and smell. Interesting. With a varied diet, your body usually gets enough zinc.
Okay? Oh, it works.
Shut up.
Placebo effect like a bug.
Oh,
like.
Food sources of zinc include chicken, red meat, and fortified breakfast cereals. I don't need cereal.
So I ain't low on my zinc. I'll tell you that right now. Let me tell you that right now.
Okay, so we'll see if this starts helping you. I want to see.
I'm interested.
My go-to,
bro. So, and you kind of like took it a little bit. No, I'm playing. The vitamin C-ish, when you start to feel a little tickle or something,
yeah,
an emergency pack.
Vitamin C is a good thing for your immune system.
Just pop an emergency pack. I'll eat it dry, bro. I don't even need water for it. I'll just chew on the powder.
That's why they always say to drink orange juice when you're sick, because of the vitamin C.
You know, mango juice is an even better pull because it's higher in vitamin C than vitamin C in oranges.
Have I had mango juice?
Mango juice hits.
Okay.
It's different.
Well, 414-533-1037. That is the phone number to call. What is your remedy when you start to get sick, other than going to the doctor, okay?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking about your go-tos when you start to get sick or try to fight it off. I said zinc is my new best friend.
I hear you.
Somebody texted in and said zinc really does work. Take zinc and do a Zicam nose swab when you start feeling sick.
That's probably who be texting us saying take zinc.
Probably. Then Jamie in Caledonia texted in and said, ignore the sickness and then overwork myself until I'm forced to rest. Oh, you sound like DZ.
I was going to say, same girl.
Did you sign your name Jamie in Caledonia, DZ?
That's from my burner account. That's from my burner phone, sorry.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's go to Heidi in Richfield on line 4 this morning. Hi, Heidi.
Morning, Heidi.
Good morning,
Heidi. Heidi.
Hi. Yeah, what's your go-to when you start to get sick?
My go-to is I go to the grocery store and I get oranges, lemons, fresh ginger, and fresh turmeric.
Yep.
And I cut it up, and then I press the oranges and the lemons in a big cup for like a week, and actually take shots of it, and then you put some cayenne in there too to give a little bit of wake up.
Sounds like my mom.
Well, those are supposed to be some of the best like spices for your body. Mm-hmm. The ginger is really good for your body. Vitamin C we already
all
know
that.
Is
the
good
turmeric,
for you. The lemon is
stuff
good
for circulation. All that.
Everything.
Heidi, let me just add one more to your repertoire that my mother, she actually makes a very similar remedy, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So add red onions. Cut up red onions and put that into the mix picture and let it all sit together like that.
Oh.
Bam.
Mm-hmm.
Extra antioxidants.
Oh, I love red onions.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they were so good for you.
And they Vidalia up in that mug, so they get nice and sweet. You can even add a little bit of honey if you just don't like some of the flavors, whatever. But Heidi, you onto something with that one. That's a home remedy for sure.
There is something to what we put in our body and how healthy we are when it comes, and we have so much processed stuff.
And that we ignore it all the time.
We ignore it, I can tell even just my body what I eat, and when I eat more processed foods versus cooking fresh, I can tell a huge difference on how healthy I feel.
I'm with more of the holistics. I just like it better for your health, and part of the food is a part of that.
And I agree, and it makes sense. And having experienced it, I agree, dude. So,
Heidi's on point.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Mangoes are good too. I definitely agree with you, dude.
Mangoes.
Yep. They're higher in vitamin C than oranges, bro.
Stuff from the earth, all natural stuff. Think about it.
Say it again.
It's all stuff from the earth. If it grows or on a tree or in the ground or comes from the earth, it's probably much better for you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Heidi. Have a good day.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to our girl, Kyla in Sheboygan. She said she's been sick. That's why she hasn't been calling in.
But then it makes sense why she's calling now.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kyla.
Good morning. I know. What a perfect one to come back on.
Right.
What's your go-to?
We do a lot of those emergency packets, Theraflu, stomach stuff, cold stuff. There's this Jake's ginger juice mixed with lemon juice and honey.
It's the ginger. It's not even the Jake's
root.
Juice. It's just the ginger.
Yes.
You know?
Yep, ginger root. I mean, Jake's ginger juice.
Yeah, ginger
juice.
Root supplements. Yep.
I don't know.
Oh, my
Let's
gosh.
Google.
It's really hard to drink, so it's much easier to take the ginger root pills.
Make some chicken with ginger on it, people. It's a lot easier. Come on.
If y'all don't go get sushi and then eat the ginger afterwards.
Yeah. It's that typical ginger burns the tongue. So go with the ginger root. But
it burns so good.
It's
disgusting, too. I see it, too.
Throw it back.
Just knock a shot back and you'll be all right. Listen, in the world of wheatgrass, I'll take a Jake's ginger juice.
No, you won't.
You might be right. I don't know.
It looks disgusting. Okay, bye, Kyla.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too.
Glad you're feeling better.
Yes,
bye.
Yes, definitely. Whoever texted in, don't wash your hands. Dirt makes man stronger. Stop it.
Hold on.
I'm not saying it's good to have some of the germs. I'm just saying don't encourage people to never
wash their hands ever because
that's disgusting.
Took the words right out of my mouth. That part, I was like, there's some validity to that, but still wash your hands, y'all.
I'm not running around with hand sanitizer every 5 seconds, but can we just,
I'd be shaking enough hands to where I'm washing my hands and you better be too.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah. Jocelyn from Racine texted in, I think it's warm lemon honey water. All of those, warm water, honey, and lemon, all good for you when you're sick. So,
Allie, you know I'm about my tea, too. If your throat's hurting, get you a little throat coat, a lemon echinacea. I say Enchenzia because I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's okay.
But with a vitamin C tea, and you'll be all right.
All right. Well, Lisa is in Stallywood, a.k.a. West Dallas, our PI this morning.
Good morning.
Lisa, I would love to read this text from Tom in West Dallas, but I don't know how to read it. He says, I take elderberry and Ocelotocinum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that word is, Tom, but I'm going to Google it.
Assalamu alaikum to you too, my brother.
It starts with an O. I don't even know what it is. Hold on, let me Google. Lisa, what's your go-to when you get sick?
Well, Tom took the words right out of my mouth. Homemade elderberry syrup with cinnamon stick and ginger.
Ooh, the cinnamon stick, though. Ooh. Yeah. And elderberry. Yeah. I was waiting for people to drop the elderberry on us with the elder knowledge.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, but not the overprocessed stuff. You got to go collect elderberries, make it yourself, or find the homemade on Facebook Marketplace.
Where in Stallywood are you grabbing elderberries from?
I don't even know what an elderberry is. I just hear people talk about it. What is it? Let me Google that as well.
Just figured it was like a wiser grape.
It's a shrubby type tree thing that grows all these little berries. They grow in Greenfield Park.
It's a wiser grape.
It looks like a blueberry. Huh. It looks just like a blueberry. How would I know the difference? They're probably giving me blueberries at the store. I mean, elderberries, and I don't even know it.
And you're sitting there thinking they're blueberries.
Interesting.
Well, you can't eat elderberry raw. It'll make you sick. You got to cook it. It's slightly toxic also.
So that's good to know. It's in a park. Lovely.
That's good to know, though. Well, because I was about to just go pick some elderberry and start popping in mugs like mulberries. Mulberries are cool. Elderberries are not.
Oh,
got it.
Watch Survivor.
No. I just survive.
All right.
I'm a stranger. I can teach you what you can eat and what you can't. I'm a certified wild mushroom forager.
It's because she'd be sitting there in the brush waiting to snap pictures of people eating elderberries like, oops, that was poisonous.
Have you ever noticed Lisa is a pro at everything? She's everything. Like, I'm a private PI. I'm a private elderberry person.
What doesn't
I'm
she do?
I'm a professor of all.
I'm a bird watcher on the weekends.
She's the community outreach for West Allis.
That's a cross-winged macaw.
I love
I'm
you,
a busy
Lisa.
Lady. What do you want me to say?
Oh,
she'll be getting sick. Let's just say that.
All right, Lisa. Thank you. Thanks for letting us know. Don't eat the berries in the park. We love you.
Copy.
Goodbye. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Before we get into what would DZ do, we have a very busy day on this show.
We sure do.
And one of the things I promised today was I was going to update you from the what would DZ do earlier in the week.
From not that long ago.
When I said I am the MC tonight for the gala for the auto show.
Correct.
It is benefiting St. Francis Children's Center. Shout out to them.
Big ups.
Shout out to them for sure. And long story short.
We had issues finding you a dress, didn't we?
Or
what to wear, if you will.
I didn't know what I was going to wear. So I want everyone to know I appreciated all of your suggestions.
Yeah.
I did not have a lot of time. I did visit the costume shop in West Allis.
You did?
On 72nd and Greenfield.
How was it?
Amazing.
That's cool.
Shout out to Pearl, who helped me. She's actually very young.
Hi, Pearl.
Not an old lady, even though your picture.
Even her name is
very
Pearl.
Very young.
I pictured a very old lady. No. I was like, hi, Pearl. Grandma
very young,
Pearl.
Very interesting.
TT Pearl?
Very cool girl. She helped me, but there was nothing I felt like I could. There were some great outfits for the 1920s Great Gatsby theme.
But
they're more for, I think, plays where you're far away on stage. I don't think I could be up close talking to people like I'm going to be in some of those outfits.
I know exactly what that means.
Because they're very worn, you know.
Yeah,
but it was
a
great, great, cool place, and I might go back there for a Halloween
outfit.
Worth
a look for sure.
You can actually buy some of those.
Huh.
But then I went shopping.
Shopping, shopping.
And I went to a bunch of different stores until I found 3 outfits on clearance that I figured were fancy enough for the auto show gala, because it's a very fancy event, that I could then accessorize with the feather on my head, you know, like, or the pearls around my neck,
right,
or the fake long cigarette like they would have, and the long gloves. So DZ, I posted 3 dresses.
Right.
Pull up Lori, OG Lori, because she has a question.
I got you.
Lori. Good morning.
Good morning. Wepa, wepa.
Wepa.
So what's your question?
I want to know, did you choose the black and silver dress?
Okay, they're all up on my Facebook and on my Instagram, DZ. Scroll, there's all 3 outfits.
So these are the dresses.
This is the first one, the silver one.
Silver.
And then you see the red pantsuit.
Ooh, I like the red pantsuit.
It's not fancy enough, though. Thank you.
What?
I like it, too, but it's not fancy enough for tonight.
Not fancy? Okay.
It's not.
Right. This is the black and silver dress that Larry's talking about.
It's actually blue and silver, but the lighting doesn't show it.
It looks black. Well, that's going to look cool.
Okay.
So that is the one that was got the most likes on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Instagram.
Yeah, that's the one I picked on Facebook, and then I did make the comment also that I love that red outfit on you.
On Instagram.
That looks amazing on you. But I just don't think it fits the theme.
I agree. Because it's a very fancy gala. Okay,
I figured the red with the fur or something would have hit, but neither here nor there. Well, yeah.
I have a confession to make, everyone.
What?
Women didn't wear pants in that day.
Hold on.
Yeah, they definitely did. They was just more low-key.
Listen, you two. I bought all 3 because they were on clearance, okay? I'm not going to lie.
You go, girl. That is a true woman say right there. I would have done the same.
So cheap on clearance for like $40. The red pantsuit I will wear another time because I love that outfit.
Bet.
But my favorite is still the silver. This is DZ. This is the one I want to wear.
That's the one for tonight, the silver.
But everyone wants me to wear that one.
To wear that one?
You say silver or blue and which one?
Blue and black.
You
or
like,
blue and silver.
You like the one Lori likes.
I like the pantsuit. I like the pantsuit. That, if it's still in contention, I say
not.
The pantsuit's the one with a fur on the top. Otherwise, yeah, that's what I would say.
I'm more confused. All right, guys, you know what? I'll post later which one I picked, okay? How about that?
How's that, OG?
We love you.
That's cool. Love you too, guys. You have a great day, great weekend.
You too, thank love you. OG. Bye. Peace.
No, thank you, everyone, for your advice. One of these 3 is it. And you just confuse me more with the fur over the pantsuit. Now I'm more confused.
Man, you know I know. know how to put an outfit together, bro. So don't have me getting a fit together. I get you right, bro. I get you right.
The silver was my favorite.
The silver's lit.
But
honestly,
I also got a faux fur to put over the silver.
Try with the red, though. You know what I'm saying?
All right,
I'm
we got to get into what would DZ do. You know what?
Well, so much of your problems, man. I got my own, right? I got my own problems today, bro. Dang.
Let's go. Let's go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, DZ, now you have a problem. What's your problem?
Yeah, man. All right, bro. Neighbor issues. Mm-hmm. We all got them. Mm-hmm. And I'm here with another one. Except for the fact that I don't know what neighbor this is.
Oh.
So y'all know it's been snowing, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, more than it had been this entire winter.
Mm-hmm.
And the past snow caused a few problems for a few people.
Yeah.
From water main breaks to icing, cars getting iced up,
yeah,
cars getting snowed in.
Yeah.
Right? We had one car in particular parked in front of our house for the last few days that has not moved.
Okay.
They've been plowed in now by everybody cleaning the area because every other car has moved.
Why haven't they moved?
We don't know.
Oh, that makes me crazy.
We don't even know whose car this is, bro. This is a newer car in the area, right? That we all haven't seen because we've talked to some of the neighbors, right? The neighbors to our right, the retirees, they don't know whose car that is.
Mm.
The neighbors to the left of us who had hit our car before,
yeah,
they've recently moved. So that place is vacant right now. Nobody lives there.
Is that the old people? That's not the old people?
That's not the old people. Those are the younger ones with kids.
I had them mixed up. I didn't know they... Oh, they moved.
Yeah, they moved. They bought a house. Good
Rude.
For them. Congratulations.
No, oh, they were renting. Got
they, yeah, they were renting. They were renting. So they moved since that house is still being viewed, so nobody lives there.
Yeah.
Right? No neighbors to the left. The old retiree neighbors, well, not old, but Nick and Diane,
the
shout out them,
is,
to the right.
Nick and Diane?
Yeah.
What a couple. The point is, somebody got their car plowed in on your street.
Right.
Which is probably really annoying now because it's taking up all the snow on the front and back. Is he taking up even more of your spaces?
In front of our house. Our house. Nobody else's.
It looks like garbage, I bet.
And right now the first couple days, it was like, okay, for sure, you might not be moving, remote work, yeah, cool. But now we've reached really a five-day period where this car hasn't moved a lick.
Yeah.
It hasn't been cleaned. It hasn't been touched. It hasn't been moved. People have shoveled around it.
Yeah.
Plows have plowed around it. It's become to the point where plows just stop when they're doing the extra cleanup effort. They just stop coming and just stop plowing right in front of our house because they're like, this car is iced up at this point.
Don't they tow those cars at some point?
Do they?
I thought they eventually tow some of those because the plows can't do
Ain't anything. Nobody come over by us?
Well, maybe you need to report it to the city, but you need to figure out
Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Probably. Somebody probably needs to call, but nobody on your street is a snitch, so that's why nobody's called.
And I'm not one.
Who? I hate the people. You know what? I lived on the east side. I know you're in Bayview, but I lived on the east side for years. The people that don't touch their cars or move them, you're a jerk.
And see, part of the problem is we have a few apartment complexes within walking range,
yeah,
like neighborhood walking,
yeah,
range, to where if you don't want to get snowed in on your complex,
mm-hmm,
you'd probably just street park.
Yeah.
And if you're not going nowhere for a couple days, you're not seeing your car, I could see how one of them cats that live in the apartment maybe, you know, pulled over up to the,
yeah,
street and left their car there.
Yeah.
My question is, though, how do we go about finding out whose car this is,
mm-hmm,
and or how do we go about moving this car?
No,
because
kidding,
it's in front of our house, bro. Why is it our house?
Sorry if you already answered this. By the way, WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Did you ask the neighbors whose it is yet or no? Did you say that?
The neighbors to the right, they're like, we don't know.
They don't know.
We don't know. The old neighbors across, we haven't asked, but we know for a fact it's not them.
Oh, Carmen in Milwaukee said, is it the car possibly stolen? We don't know.
I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't look like that's the case.
They're saying call the non-emergency line, could be stolen. Then somebody else said report it and they will come tow it. Maybe, a lot of times they tow those cars after a while, but
it's, what if I'm just getting somebody's car towed and being bogus? Like,
right.
I don't want to be that guy either.
Yeah, they're being bogus.
Yeah, you're right.
They're being bogus, honestly.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking of the world trying to be a good person while I'm sitting here stressed while, like, now I got to worry about somebody not moving their car in front of my house.
You don't want to mess up your karma, but let me tell you something. You only get a few days grace period with this situation. You might be really sick.
Yeah.
You might be out of town, but that's when you have to figure it out and call somebody and be like, go get my car or figure something out.
I guess, what's the theories on what's going on, and then where do you go from here? It's really, I believe it's day four that this car has been untouched, right? If we get to the weekend, that's going to be more of an issue because it's going to be more noticeable. During the week, we're at work, we're busy. When we come home, we're like, dang, that car's still there.
Well, somebody said maybe they're injured and can't move it. Yeah, but how do we find the person
What are the theories? That's what I'm saying. Like, I've got a mystery, and I don't know what to do about it.
Everybody's like, cars get ditched when they're stolen. We got it. It might be. But what if it's not, is what DZ's saying, and it's one of his neighbors, and he just doesn't realize
it? What if it's one of these random kids that lives a block away in the apartment that just moved their car because they didn't want to get snowed in when it snowed?
Then they need to move it. It's been 4 days. I know. We're right on the cusp of really ratting them out, DZ.
And I don't like to snitch, but any further, and now it's really inhibiting our ability to park in front of our home. It's public property. It is a public street. I understand that very well. But I am protective of my public property on
100%. Well, I understand what you were trying to say.
It's my part of the street.
You sounded very house ownerly there.
It's my part of the street. I sweep that.
I own this.
I sweep that public street.
Somebody said you can look up the license plate and find out who it is. Don't you need a cop for that legally?
I don't know many cops.
Not that.
Not that way.
Not the good ones.
I mean, I know a couple now. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe a couple of homies, but listen, bro. Me hitting up a cop is not in my bingo card.
We don't really call them for.
Just saying.
All right, 414-533-1037.
Just saying.
DZ's like, I don't bring the cops to me.
Why would I bring them to my house? What? No, other suggestions. Thank you, though.
Next.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So DZ's problem, it's been all us. We have so many problems lately.
That's fine. It's our show.
It is. You know what? Touche, my friend. Good point. So DZ's problem is somebody parked right in front of your house in Bayview and never moved it after the big snowstorm.
Yeah. So and when it was fresh, we get it. But now we're on day four, day five-ish, whatever, where it's been cleaned.
Okay.
Car's still sitting there.
Annoying.
Untouched, unclean. Ain't nobody clearly been anywhere because they ain't moved the car.
Well, let's go to Kenzie in Milwaukee on one this morning. Hi, Kenzie.
Good morning.
Hi.
What's your advice for DZ? Because he already said he's not bringing the police to his house. That's not in his wheelhouse.
Nah, that's a last resort.
I feel the same way, DZ. I'm not going to bring police into the situation if I don't have to.
Yeah, listen. And they don't want to deal with it anyway. Let's be real.
They got other things to actually.
They got other things to deal with. Are more important.
Exactly.
I can handle this.
Yeah. So how?
I would say,
what do we do?
I would say if depending on how, because you said it was still unclean, but depending on if there's like an open space, I would tape a note to the car for like 2 days. I'd say, I need you to move your car. It's in front of my house, whatever. And if they don't move it in the 2 days, then I'd call the tow company and I'd have it towed.
Hold on. But don't you, he's not paying for the tow.
Oh, no.
You have to call like the city and have them get it towed.
They'll tow it for free?
No,
well, not free for the
city. Deals
not free
with
for
it.
The owner.
The city deals with it, yeah.
I'm pretty sure the owner has to pay for it. I mean, I wouldn't.
To pick
I don't
it up.
Remember, but.
No, yes. Once it gets impounded.
I had my car towed because of the winter.
But
because
hold on.
When I was in my apartment, they weren't allowing me to park in the parking lot because we only got one pass. So I had to park on the street.
Yeah, we've been
there. And then when winter came around, they towed my car.
Yep.
So they'll tow it.
Yep. They'll tow it. No, they'll tow it. We've been on the other end of this. That's why I'd love to avoid the tow. But I like what you said with the note.
No, okay, this is what I was going to call her out on, though,
what?
Kinsey, when I was like saying, hold on, was how are you going to put a note on a car that hasn't even been touched?
Now I got to clean it?
Nobody's even opened it.
She said if there's a space.
Yeah, because isn't the car covered?
It's covered.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to work.
And it's cold enough, right? It's not like thawing out. It's frozen on. I like where you were going with the note. If there's an open spot on the car, I got to look a little better.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. If there's like an area that you were able to put it, because I know you said it was unclean.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
If there was just like a little opening spot, I would write that down.
I like where your head's at.
All right,
good start.
Kinsey, I do like you. I'll tell you that.
We'll talk to you soon, Kinsey.
Man, if your car's sitting in front of my house, I will call the tow company.
Yeah.
She said, I'm just
even
being nice because
you have to pay.
Yeah, I hear you.
I
hear
you.
DZ don't want the tow. I would have been called.
Yeah.
All right, Kinsey, receive.
Bye, Kinsey.
Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, let's go to our girl Lisa in Sheboygan. She's a regular, she's got her own theme song.
Turn up the music.
Lisa.
Turn down the lights. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so used to hearing you on Am I the Jerk. This is like a whole different flow with you on What Would DZ Do? I love it.
You guys, I can't get in. I can't. I try daily till my finger hurts pushing the buttons on my phone.
She said, I'm trying all avenues, bro. I just want to talk to y'all.
You're a real one,
and
Lisa.
Now today, my kids are in the car with me, and they're mortified.
Good.
They're so embarrassed.
Let's talk even longer that you're on the radio with us now that they're embarrassed by you. Lisa, what do you think DZ should do about this car?
Okay, so I've got two options. First option, which is my favorite option, is I would get a really nice, comfortable like lawn chair. I'd sit out right by it, pack myself a little cooler, maybe even get a little heater. And somebody eventually is going to come and wonder why I'm sitting by this car, perhaps the owner of the car. Then I'm going to have a serious talking to them about it.
call dibs on the car until they get there and then give them the stern talking to. Yeah. My car now.
That's actually funny.
Can I squatters rights this car? I mean, it's been sitting in front of my house long enough.
Do you know what? We got a text that said, it says, Courtney here. I actually just saw a post from the city about this. Cars can't sit there for days after a snowstorm because it starts causing a hazard. Mm-hmm. The city wants you to report those cars to be towed. So
the city wants me to snitch.
Yeah, because they're going to tow it then, and then plow can come through and clean it, even though it's going to be warm next week. But not the point, you know?
Not the point. No, today's the problem.
And by the way, whoever texted in, sorry, DZ, but you don't own the street parking, even though it's annoying. There's not much you can do. Back up off, DZ.
I asked for help. Don't hurt me.
Nobody asked if he owned it.
I said I owned it.
Well, you're annoying after a while.
Man, I feel ownership of it. I take care of that space. And all of a sudden, now you just leaving your car in front of my house, bro.
Yeah, no.
I got a wife and kids, man. Move.
You have a carrier. Is Danny still in a carrier?
Nah, he be walking. Yeah,
but the point is, he has kids to carry.
Right.
Move.
Right, and it's cold out. Move.
Hey, Lisa, tell the kids we said hi.
Oh, they can hear you.
Speaking of kids, hey, youngins.
Your mom's awesome. Be nice to her.
She's cooler than y'all. You guys just don't know it yet.
Oh, hung up on you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Love,
bye.
Peace.
Try hanging up on me. I will drive to Sheboygan.
Listen, I know how to get
like
there.
Like a true mom. I don't need to. Lisa will handle it for us. Okay, Amy's in West Bend, last but not least. Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
No, yes. We sure can.
Loud and clear.
I'm a guessing first-time caller.
I am.
Sorry
about that. Well, I'm not a first-time caller, but it's been eons since I've gotten through.
Long-time listener either way, though.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you back then, Amy. What do you think DZ should do?
Well, I'm so glad that someone from the city chimed in because I was going to mention that as well. But if you want to be a little nosy and still find out who it is, couldn't that be? I would too. I was just renewing my license plate on the DMV website, and I think all you need is your license plate number, and it pulls that information through, so maybe you can find out through there.
Oh, so I really can stalk people.
Oh, really now?
Oh, lovely. Amy, you're coming through. Just
free
like
game Amy over here. He's like, y'all want to stalk? I got you.
Let's go. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ.
An AITJ update.
Oh, you know I love a good update, because people send in their Am I the Jerks, and we all go off about it, and then we never hear anything after. So when they send an update, it's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. It's one in a million, because it's like, yes, more resolve from the resolve we just didn't feel like we always got.
Do you remember Turkey Tammy from earlier this week?
Oh, I remember Turkey Tammy.
Uh-huh. She was upset about her, brother-in-law's girlfriend.
A friend of a friend of a friend, basically. Yeah.
Basically, an extended family member came in with their own Tupperware at Thanksgiving, and she's still mad about it in February. Yes, it is February.
She was mad for Valentine's
you
Day,
guys,
y'all.
We're here. It's February 21st. She's still mad today about this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted to know if she was overreacting by being mad at her brother-in-law's girlfriend because of the way she acted at Thanksgiving.
And she hit us with an update.
So she hit us with the update because she got lit up online, of course.
Rightfully so, maybe.
And on the air. Maybe. And so Turkey Tammy sent us a message and she said, "Hey, Allie and DZ, thank you for sharing my turkey antics with everyone today. As requested, yes, this officially settles it. I won't lie and say there is not a personality conflict between this individual and myself for reasons a lot more serious than just Thanksgiving leftovers. Thanksgiving was just one of the more recent incidents with this person that came to mind when listening to the show this month."
Got
smiley
it.
Face.
So a new issue next month from Turkey Tammy. Yeah.
Involving the same woman.
It'll still be Turkey.
But, you know, know what? She said she let it go after she put it on Am I the Jerk?
No,
so
she
said this officially settles it.
I highly doubt that. We will be hearing from Turkey Tammy again.
Tammy, I love it that you updated us and at least sounds like got a little humor out of it. So thank you.
She's in good spirits and yeah, you got a thumbs that, bro, for sure.
Are you ready to hear the new Am I the Jerk for today that I've been dying to do on the air?
You say hilarious, I say serious. So
okay, well let's go because I cannot. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 you can always send us your Am I the Jerks at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs. We got a bunch on the Kiss FM Facebook this week.
People be rolling with them, man. Yeah. It's safe. Whatever you choose to do.
Yeah, or Instagram, wherever, whatever works for you. Okay.
If you just want to drop it in the comments, go ahead with your bad
self. So she wants to know, am I the jerk for not going because of the dress code? But wait.
This to a is birthday, right?
To a birthday, okay. But it gets better. This is where I started giggling, even though I feel like this is really relatable. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not wanting to go to my friend's 31st birthday party? My friend has sent out invites for her 31st birthday party. And in the invite, it's bold and underlined that you must wear a onesie.
What?
And then she puts in parentheses.
Like a PJ onesie?
She says, like an animal pajama onesie. Mm-hmm. Or else, you will be told to go home.
Oh, it's part of the invitation. If you don't pull up, you ain't getting admittance.
But there's more. She says, the birthday party is dinner and then hitting a couple bars after.
In a onesie.
She said, the birthday girl recently texted me asking if I was going, to which I replied, I'd love to go, but I don't feel like purchasing a onesie, much less forced to wear one. She responded that no one wants to listen to what she wants for her birthday.
So other people are saying, why we gotta do onesies, bro?
Yep. She said, am I the jerk for not wanting to go? If I don't go, she will be so mad. Yep. A few others have already dropped out because of this, and she is not happy, which makes me feel like I need to go no matter what. So now you're guilted into going because other people are dropping.
Well, you one of the best friends, ain't
Dude,
you?
Dude, I would be irritated as well. I would be irritated if you told me I had to wear a onesie or not come to a good friend's birthday party. If you told me we're going to dinner and then out, I would be like, oh, come on. You're either a onesie costume person or you're not, DZ.
So you're not coming to my 32nd birthday?
Not if you make me wear a onesie.
What if it's Marvel characters and you got to wear a cape?
No, I'm coming. Maybe. Yeah. I would come without the outfit and you would tell me to go home.
If it's a theme, bro, I get it. Some people aren't as comfortable,
On the theme. The onesie theme, I'm not getting down with.
No. You're not rocking a onesie?
No.
I actually own a few onesies.
Well,
That's why I'm like, I'm pulling up to the party and I have extras if you don't have one.
I'm so tall, I can barely get a bodysuit on.
I got onesies that'll fit you, Allie. That's the thing.
No, not my
man.
You're either into it or you're not. You're either into it or you're not, which is why I don't feel like she's a jerk. And I knew you were going to say she's a jerk because I know you get into themes and you would get into... You're going to say she's
a jerk,
aren't
you? I'm rocking with the theme,
bro.
It's one night. So you are all going to be goofballs. I understand the weird anxiousness that you get when you feel like people are staring at you. But there's a camaraderie when it's a group of y'all goofballing and everybody's in the same, goofy outfit.
It's not even that. There's so much identity into your outfit and your fashion, and you know this.
You can identify with a onesie, I guarantee.
And how you choose to go out, what you feel comfortable in, and what makes you feel your best. I'll never forget a theme years ago for a bachelorette party. I was not feeling it, and I felt like crap the whole night because I had to wear, I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to call out the bride.
Fair.
She has no clue I was mad about it, but I was uncomfortable the whole night, and I was like, I don't even feel like myself. I didn't have a good time, and it's not about me, but I went, and I did it.
And you did it.
And I did it, but I was like,
did you at least feel good for going for them?
All I remember is what a horrible time I had instead of celebrating her, which may make me sound selfish, but I don't care.
In retrospect, even though you kind of regret it, was it not worth it because you knew they were happy, though?
No, I don't think she cared. I think she just wanted everybody to look a certain way around. It was a color. It was a whole color theme around her color. It was a whole thing.
I don't think that's the same. I get you.
It's
I don't
not
think,
the same.
It's not the same.
Because I could at least pick an outfit.
This would make this person really happy. Like, they don't even probably want presents. They're just saying, everybody come in the theme. We're going to go out to dinner. Then we're going to go hang out. I just want a goofball with my goofballs,
bro. You're 31. Stop telling people they got to wear a onesie to your birthday party.
Stop telling people to grow up.
Tell them to come to your house for a birthday party then with a onesie on. Don't be like, we're going out to dinner.
Think about it. Everybody's just ready in their PJs for when they get home and go night-night. This is perfect. We do this with our children. We put them in their PJs when we're still out.
Keyword, children. Thank you.
Sometimes you got to tap in with your inner child. I'm going to fight this one all day. This is my hill, Allie.
You know what? Whoever texted in, how are you not comfortable in a onesie? Get out of here.
Allie, I see you in a dope unicorn onesie. Say, what if I had a unicorn onesie for you? Would you not wear it? You're a unicorn. You're so unique.
No,
I
would do it. You know what?
I would try to gas you up into a onesie.
I would fake it till I made it. And I'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like,
you'd
I'd
hate
be
it
so
the whole
mad.
Time.
Yeah. John in Germantown texted in. He said, not the jerk. Fake a story. Pull up a onesie on Amazon. Send it to her to show her what you're getting. Day of party, tell her it got snagged and it got ripped. No, the birthday girl will totally be like, here's one.
I got porch pirated. I can't come. She's like, don't you worry, girl.
I got more.
I thought of this. I got 10 more at the crib. Pull up. I got one in your size too. Pull up.
Cassie in Oak Creek said, this figure is not made for onesies. That's a no from me, dog.
Okay. I do understand not feeling comfortable again, but it's a quick little something. You could dress a onesie in your own way. Wear like some overalls, put on the pants, tie it around your waist, and leave whatever top on you want on top. You're still in theme and you're doing it in your style.
Who texted this in? Onesies are very body confident outfits for women. According to who?
And men. I'll tell you that right now.
What?
And men. You got to be comfortable with yourself to put that tight suit on, boy.
Wow. Bella in Kenosha said, wow, who would want to wear a onesie all night? I wouldn't go either if she made me, not the jerk. Okay.
Don't tell me y'all are going not the jerk for not going, bro. It's one night, a couple hours.
No way. Ashley in Milwaukee said they're advertising a onesie bar hop. Wonder if that's what it is. Still not the jerk for not going. Be comfortable.
It might be.
If that would change everything. If you were going to be in a bar with everybody in onesies,
what's the difference
then
between
I look less stupid than I already do?
You and 10 friends versus you and 100 people.
Still don't
You'd rather flash mob than to be with your homies and know y'all did something cool and fun for just y'all?
Joe, I feel you. Joe texted in, tall people in a onesie and an all-night wedgie. Yes, I tall people. It's a nightmare.
Deal with it, bro. Deal with it. Wedgies and Fredgies. Deal with it.
Emily in Milwaukee. DZ, when's the Marvel party? I already have a Wanda costume with a cape.
See, look at y'all. No, now the theme is fun.
Nope. Absolutely not. Jessica in New Berlin said, I'm ready. I have an Oscar the Grouch onesie, a unicorn onesie, and a skeleton onesie. You know what? You guys have your own onesie party. I'm not. I say not the jerk. What are we calling this girl, by the way? She doesn't want to go to her friend's 31st birthday because of the dress code, which is a onesie dress code. Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable Allie.
How about not going Natalie?
Not going Natalie. That's good. Not going Natalie. That's it. Locked it in.
Not going Natalie.
Locked it in.
That's the name.
Not going Natalie.
Is she the jerk for not going because of the dress code? 414-533-1037. I can't wait to see which way this goes.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so not going Natalie wrote into the show. I love this one. She said, am I the jerk for not going to my friend's 31st birthday party because of the dress code, which is a onesie? People have already dropped out, and she feels bad now if she doesn't go because other people have dropped out because of they said they'll be told to leave if they don't show up in a onesie, and they're going to dinner, bars.
They're having a whole night in onesie. It's a onesie's out.
Oh, man. Okay, well, you know what? I can't wait to see which way this goes. Let's start with Amber in Milwaukee. How about that?
How about that?
Amber, you catch me outside in my onesie or no? Which way are you going?
Good morning. I'm going to call her the jerk.
Okay,
and I've got three reasons.
Okay, go on.
One, you live in Wisconsin. It's cold as crap out here.
True.
So?
Two, you're hitting 30. Who doesn't want to be comfortable? And onesies, no matter what size you are, you're going to be able to find a onesie.
Just get a bigger size.
Well, that's true, actually. You can actually find a onesie that fits you, but... So's a coat. So's a sweater.
You don't even need it with a onesie.
Ugh.
And honestly, three, I would be like, okay, you want me to come in a onesie? Then I'm losing the over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Well, you don't need a onesie to lose the bra, okay?
I've never heard anybody call it a boulder holder,
oh,
bro.
Oh, you haven't?
Never in my life. Today years old.
He's too young for the movie Beaches, that's why.
Today years old, bro. Oh,
it's an over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Just saying.
There's a whole song,
you're older. If you're older, you definitely don't even want to get out of the house, let alone get dressed to get out of the house.
You know what? Don't speak for me, okay? Because I'm older, and I love to go out and have a good time. I love
and you like to get dressed.
And I like to get dressed and live my life. I think it's all a state of mind. It's all about how what you enjoy doing. I like to be at home, too. Don't get me wrong. In a onesie, but not in public.
Not in
public. Thank you. No,
I feel
thank you.
I feel it.
But I respect what Amber said.
Calls her the jerk.
And you learned a new term. Over the shoulder.
Over the shoulder, boulder holder. I'm taking that one, putting it in my pocket.
All right. Thank you for calling, Amber.
Have a good night, guys. Or day, guys.
You, whatever time it is. Bye, Amber.
Maybe she's a third shifter. Maybe she's going to bed.
I think she might be.
That's good for us, man. We love it. Amanda's in Racine, one of our regulars.
The homie?
Yes. Amanda. Turn down for what?
Woo! Nailed it. Today.
Oh, yeah.
Are you on fire in your onesie, though?
No. That I am not.
Yes, I knew
it. Jerk. Okay, so first of all, I am all about being ridiculous because I'm ridiculous every day and I love it.
That's what I'm saying.
But when it comes to, I gotta be comfortable though. I gotta dress comfortably with my cardigans and my flannels, okay?
We can find a cardigan onesie for you, Amanda. Don't worry.
I love it. Oh,
yeah, get the big pouch ones.
Exactly.
Well, do you know what the texts say? Kelly and West Bend texted in and said, jerk, birthday girl needs new friends who wanna have fun. Maybe these aren't her people. Maybe.
I mean, the friendship isn't important enough. Think about it. That's basically saying, our friendship is important enough for me to put my stuff aside and get uncomfortable in a little onesie for a couple hours for you.
But then Jen in Lake Geneva.
Why does it matter, though?
Jen in Lake Geneva texted in and said, oh, not the jerk. I'm not trying to take all my clothes off to go to the bathroom. You guys are hysterical.
Oh, I do hear that. That's where you get the ones with the buttons, though.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, but then you still are going to. Oh, man, so annoying.
Amanda's either way saying, nope, not the jerk for not going. Not going at
me. It's not about what you wear. It's about having fun.
Fine.
Personality, okay?
Fine. All right, I ain't taking it.
All right, we love you, Amanda. Have a good day.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Oh, Mila's claiming over the shoulder boulder holder came from Punky Brewster. I just remember it from the movie Beaches, which you gotta be older to remember. But it's a very sad movie anyway.
Aww.
Okay, let's go to Megan in Milwaukee. She's gonna be our tiebreaker today.
The TB.
Buenos dias.
Buenos
morning. Dias. How are you, Megan?
I am good.
I have no idea. Yes, I have no idea which way you're going. No clue.
She's a tiebreaker, though. What do you think?
Which way?
All right. So I'm going to say not going Natalie is not the jerk.
Wow. Wow.
You said not the jerk for not going to the party that you have to wear a onesie in for her friend's birthday.
Forget the onesie and forget the friend.
She has every right to feel uncomfortable wanting to go in a onesie, you know. I mean, I would be different. I would be totally ready to go in a onesie and be ridiculous looking.
Fair.
But there are some people who really, you know, like to have a fashion choice, and forcing people into that, you know, kind of harsh.
Sure.
But I'm kind of surprised that the birthday girl hasn't just, you know, changed it up since so many people are canceling for her birthday.
Nah, she 10 toes. She'll be out there in a onesie by herself.
She does not care.
She's strong on it. I respect her for that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's what she wants for her birthday. I respect that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I agree.
Well, DZ, if you're going to do Marvel, Dominique and I are totally in.
Okay. Okay.
You already know.
Okay.
Y'all got the invite. Say less.
That's funny. Well, you know.
My capes are hanging up.
What?
They said the capes. Their capes are hanging up.
The capes are hanging up.
Ready to be steamed.
Said. All right. Well, Megan, thank you for calling, and I agree. Not the jerk. So I love your opinion today.
Appreciate y'all, man. Bye.
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 People are texting in and said, not going Natalie's a party pooper. That's Lala. She texted that in.
Kind of what it feels like,
well,
man.
She might be a party pooper, but I agree. There's no way. There's no way I'm wearing a onesie.
And hear me out. I understand what Megan, what all the other callers and texters have been saying. saying? It's about style. You don't really get to do whatever. You don't get to express yourself. You find a onesie that expresses you and your individuality.
No,
I guarantee you, you can find something that you're comfortable in. It's more about putting the effort in. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like Not Going Natalie just doesn't want to put that effort in.
Maybe. Whoever texted in, I would say, they said, I would say not the jerk. Buying a onesie could be out of her price range. She didn't say that. She just said she didn't want to wear a onesie.
They got them for $12 at Marshall's. Y'all better go find something, man. Nope. It's not that hard.
I didn't even need to know where to find them because I'm not wearing it, DZ.
You didn't need to tell me that information I didn't need, DZ. I don't care where the onesies are. I'm not buying.
No, thank you.
Not Going Natalie is me. I am her. She is me.
It's actually not me, but I support her, okay?
I don't feel like you'd be friends with too many people that wear onesies besides me.
I wouldn't. No, I would not. Just correct. Me. Correct. Just you.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Oh, look at that. It's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Guess I can't talk about my dating life because I have other things. Just kidding.
Oh, look at that. That was the only thing we had to say. Get back
to
it.
Shoot.
What happened?
Okay, where did we leave off? I'm single as a Pringle.
And then this morning you said, Wepa.
I did say I have a date next week.
What's that mean?
It means I have a date next week.
What's that mean?
It means I have a date next week. Are we done?
No, we're not. Okay. What does that mean?
Listen, let me just tell you something. I got two of these dudes that we have talked about on Dumpster Fire Dating who have been bugging me lately.
Two old
and
dudes?
And I don't even like giving them the clout, but ew. You know, I had red flag guy. I have him blocked on everything. I don't want anything to do with him. I found out he was sharing my texts with other people, with women.
That's a little strange.
Creepy, dude. And so I found out that he was whatever he was doing. So I blocked him on everything and told him to kick rocks. He then pops up on my Hinge with the little cry emoji, the sad face emoji. I was like, goodbye. That made me angry.
Kept it pushing.
I was very proud that, you know, I'm not making bad choices.
Fair.
Then, you know, who slid into my DMs this week?
I do not know who.
Old fling, new thing, not plumber guy who had a girlfriend the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Ick. He slid in, you look amazing in that silver dress. And you know what?
He was one of the votes.
Of course he slid into my DMs. So I wrote him back yesterday and I said, shut up, blank. With his, you know his real name because you've met him.
I've met him.
I wrote, shut up, blank. And I'm not going to say his real name on the air.
And kept it pushing.
And I literally kept it pushing.
Good.
And I just ignored the rest. I'm like, both of you, go away.
Y'all.
We're done. We've evolved. It's 2025.
And we've evolved into a new day? What?
Yes.
What? You could digress
in the new energy.
You can digress and distract all you want, but I'm locked in on you said you had a new date. What?
And especially with these guys that just want their clout. I can't stand them, dude. Okay.
Forget them. Let's get
positive
back to
energy.
It. Yeah.
Okay,
New date. Talk to me. You know little big bro gotta know.
Okay, so I met this guy on Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
He is cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I showed you a picture earlier. It's the same guy I showed you a picture of.
Oh, okay. He's not a bad looking dude. Wepa.
He's Latino. I was like, rawr.
That's why you said wepa. Got it.
Wepa. He's cute. So I was talking to a few different guys because I'm like, I'm not giving myself to one person. I got to go out with a few. I'm over this. You know, we've seen what happened with the last one.
You just continue to figure your life out, right?
So I'd met this other guy on Bumble who last night seemed promising. And then he goes, give me your number. And I go, absolutely not. He unmatched me.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was like, okay, bye. I moved on with my life.
Works out that.
Kept talking to this other guy on Hinge. And we had had a date set up the Wednesday that we had the snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
So I was already supposed to go out with this guy like two, was it a week ago? It was a week or two ago. It was on a Wednesday night.
And
but
it
we
didn't
had
work.
A really, was it was a snowstorm.
Oh, so you've been talking to this dude a little bit.
Yeah. So we canceled. And I was like, I basically told him at the time, yeah, I'm not going out in the snow for any dude, especially a dude I haven't met.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not risking that one.
Yeah. So
I'm not risking it for that biscuit.
But then I didn't really hear from him. And then it was like, you know, hit and miss. We would message, but it was like a day apart.
Y'all hadn't met. Y'all really were just kind of messaging back and forth.
So last night we started messaging and we were both online. And that's how you kind of get the conversation flowing.
What does that mean? Like, obviously.
Well, if you're not there, it's like you send a message and you disappear.
Oh, you wait. Okay.
Versus if you're talking,
you can get the
conversation flowing.
Got it.
So I said to him last night, I said, what's your Instagram? Give me your Instagram. I want to check you out. Basically, I want to stalk you.
You wanted to get off the dating app.
Kind of, and I want to make sure they're real. I want to make sure they look like their pictures. I want to make sure they're single. Mm. I want to make sure they don't have a wife, etc.
Next steps. I want to verify.
Correct.
I want to verify because I seem to be interested.
Correct.
I'm following.
So he gave it to me, and I was like, oh, okay, good. This is always a good sign.
Good sign.
Very good
sign. Very good sign.
Because if they have something to hide, they're not going to give
you. Don't be weird about it.
Or they're going to say, I don't have social media. Okay. I've heard that too. Yeah, right.
I mean, some people don't. Some people really don't.
But...
it's a strange age. In today's age.
You're on a dating app. You probably have social media.
You probably got social media, right.
So I went and looked at his Instagram, and I was like, oh, he's still really cute.
He did look the same?
Yes. Okay. And I was like, he's cute. And I was like, and we have some people in common. And nobody bad. We had like 4 people in common. I was like, these are all people I like who are good people.
That's good. That's
so
good.
So that's not a bad thing. I don't even care if he dated some of these people. I just know we have people in common.
And you know they're real people. It helps verify.
Like, oh, this isn't bad. So
beige flag continues.
Mm-hmm. So then I said, I said something about, we were talking about going to the gym and all this stuff. And he said I like to go do my hot Pilates as well on the side. It's my side chick from the Princeton Club.
My side chick.
And he was like, oh, I want to try that. And I said, well, that can be our second date, but you better plan the first date. I'll wait, basically.
Fair.
Waiting. He's like, oh, okay. Well, what are you doing next Friday? I go, and I'm thinking, oh, shoot. Because, you know, our calendars are crazy.
Listen, I got to check what I'm doing next Friday
but
real quick.
He was like, let me check my calendar. I'm like, okay.
He's not saying he's not a busy guy.
He might be. So he asked next Friday. I said, I'm wide open.
It
no
works.
Kids. No plans. I'm in. So I said, well, I'm looking forward to it. And then I followed him on Instagram. And he goes, oh, you're real too. I go, oh, I'm real. And he goes, okay then. So, you know, we set up a date. We'll see if it actually happens. He says he's going to plan it. I'll be waiting.
All right.
And we'll see what happens. But I won't have the update before next Friday because it's next Friday night.
But we're going to check back in, though.
But we'll see if I've heard from him, if he truly plans it.
Yeah.
I won't tell you where we're going because I don't want people in my grill. But you know what I'm saying.
No, I think next week is already set up as far as like we got to check on see what, because by next week is going to be date day.
Yeah.
So the dumpster fire is going to be like, are we actually going on this date, dog?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
exactly.
I'm not naming him. I refuse.
I don't think we should.
I'm not.
I think we should see if the first date goes well at all. Because, I mean, what if I, you know. What if he's like, you know, not cool in person?
Y'all could be
or
walking
what if
down.
He's too
y'all could
dorky
be,
or something.
Bro, you could be walking down the aisle. I would not call him anything. Like, hey, guy.
You'd call him by his real name then.
Sup, buddy.
He's cute.
Hey, buddy.
Isn't he cute?
He's ugly.
You don't think. Shut up.
No, he's not a bad looking
dude.
He's
a good looking
dude. He's not a bad looking dude.
Not
and
that
he's Hispanic. Listen, I'm in.
You are.
Where are we going next Friday?
I'll let you know.
I gotta be you know what? That's the next part of the vetting process. Mm-hmm. I gotta be there for these first dates.
Well, you know what? Kelly in Sussex texted in. Love that he's planning the first date. Yeah, I'm not messing some of these guys, it just
it's initiative.
I'm not, you better take me on a date or no, thank you.
I mean, people could call it misogynistic as you want, bro, but it's actually attractive to people. Mm-hmm. It's attractive,
well,
man. You gotta show some initiative as a dude.
Do you know what I told him? I said, I think I also said you better take the lead or I'm going to, and then we're really going to have a problem because you know what that means because you know me.
Mm-hmm.
If he lets me take the lead at the beginning,
if he
it's
lets
over.
Me take
it's
the
over.
Lead. If you let him take the lead.
You know what? When you're right, you're right, DZ. When you're right, you're right. Fair enough. You're
my
right.
Dog.
I need to sit down for a minute.
Be humble. Get us out of here, bro.
Okay, that's my update. This has been a dumpster fire dating. And somebody said, I'm reading the text quickly. They said, this is for your comment on not having social media, because I do want to know what people have to say. They said, I actually don't have any social media. The only thing close I have is LinkedIn. Well, that counts, because I can look at you up on LinkedIn, and that would count.
That's a social site.
LinkedIn counts for me.
That's a social networking site.
Oh, it's Rich in Greenfield. He said, I've never created another page for anything. I've been out of the military for 10 years. When I was in the military, I had to delete it due to working with sensitive information and not wanting to get known to what I do.
Heard.
Okay, that's fine, but LinkedIn counts.
Honestly, I'd assume that, was that Rich?
His name was Rich in Greenfield, I think. Yeah.
Rich in Greenfield probably also doesn't have a dating app. I hear what you, I receive what you meant by the point, like, mm-hmm. if the guy's on a dating app, saying he doesn't have social media, that sounds strange. If you're meeting a guy in the wild and he said he doesn't have social media, not as strange.
Yeah, right? 100%.
Right?
Whoever said spring is coming, it makes the old flings come back around. Well, they can go away. We're not even focusing on them.
Then stay there.
No, thank you. Goodbye. Focus. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Focus, Allie. Focus, DZ. Focus.
I'm well aware I'm part of the problem, okay?
Part?
You know what? Can't stand you sometimes. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ on 103.7 Kiss FM. We have a very special guest joining us this morning. And we were just talking to her off the air, and that's why I was joking that we're all over the place, because I asked her 900 questions in a matter of 30 seconds. No pressure.
She had 900 answers ready to go, bro. But we said, you know what? Time out. Let's go on air.
But from the Wisconsin State Fair, welcome to the show, Tess. Good morning.
Dun, 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 dun.
Good morning, everyone. Ooh. From, you know, Wisconsin State Fair Park here in West Dallas.
Oh, yes, dang. From the hallowed grounds.
Let me just say, I know we're going to talk about the State Fair, and we need to because it's been so cold. I can't stand it. I'm ready for summer, Tess.
Facts.
But absolutely.
I was driving by State Fair Park the other day. I was on 84th and Greenfield, and I saw there's a whole, the gas station's all built up over there. I was like, look at you guys.
Evolving, ready for it.
Come on. I'm loving it.
There is so much going on over here. My goodness. Just in West Dallas in general. Over State Fair Park. The Milwaukee Mile is getting so many renovations. Our dairy building, like, we are ramping up for this fair. There's so many changes, fun improvements, and we're just really excited. And then, of course, yeah, we have this huge Bank 5-9 main stage lineup, too. That's just, it's full of powerhouse access here. I'm really excited. Bruh,
I saw some of the renovations going down on the grounds, like, the dairy building. Well, yeah, we went to the cultural expo that they had.
It was
lit. Well, cool experience, right?
Yeah.
But digressing, saw all of the updating that they were doing, and I went, whoa.
Is that cool?
It's going to be legit.
It's going to be gorgeous. There's skylights. I mean, it is a very cool building. And that's one of the oldest buildings on State Fair Park property. So to be able to renovate it and kind of bring it back to its historic start is really, really cool, especially because the cream puff's over 100 years old now. It's just very fun, kind of full circle moment.
You would bring up the cream puffs because, you know, I don't talk to the Wisconsin State Fair without mentioning that I am the cream puff eating champion from 2005 and 2006. My trophies are in the studio, and I will never let it go, Tess. Never.
Absolutely. We have to bring some more home to the stations because this is so fun. It's getting so competitive, though, this contest, and it happens the second Thursday of the fair. We do it live on the Bank 5-9 amphitheater stage, and man, is it competitive, right, guys?
I mean, I'm trying to find out if I'm going to be invited back to try to claim the title since I was robbed two years back. I've been training.
Who won that year, Dario?
Doesn't matter.
I think it's time, DZ. I think it's time for you to come back.
I agree.
And try to take it all.
Fight for the title.
I know we have so many things to talk about, but I have other questions. DZ, did you ever go down the big slide or not?
No, I haven't been able to go down the big slide. Stop calling me out, man.
This is embarrassing.
Tess Kirkson got to make it happen. She's the director of public relations. If anybody can do it, she can do it.
We've been there. You didn't. You still.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
This is an easy ask. I can get this to happen. It is, DZ, you have to commit, though.
This year.
It's tall.
This year is the year.
I love this thing. And every year I do it with my kids, the big slide at State Fair. And they're always like, oh, are you sure? I go, am I sure? I hope we catch air. Let's go. Like, come on.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Tuck your legs and jump at the bump. You know what to do.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the stairs that'll get you.
It is the stairs. It's like water slides, but you get to the top and it's worth it, man.
All right, bro. If I don't go on it this year, y'all can fight me. Y'all can actually fight me.
All right. All right. We're going to hold you to it.
It's not even a question. You're going on it. Okay.
You fight me regardless.
Yeah, I'm fighting you either way. So it's Tess from the Wisconsin State Fair, Tess Kirkson. And we got to talk about some of the things happening. Kids Bop is back, and this is a big one for our listeners, right, Tess?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's a great show. It's a wonderful first concert, or even, you know, second concert. We kind of have this one coming back every year, but they change the kids who tour with them from all of their Kids Bop tours. So this is, the Kids Bop Live one, and it's their certified bop tour, which I can get behind that. The songs that they choose to play are so good. So that's really where the parents and the kids can come together. And it's not like you're, you know, miserable listening to, you know, children's music. You're actually listening to the hits.
Oh, I see.
They're sung by kids, but listen, the value of the show is amazing.
Tess said you'd be catching parents dancing more than the kids to some songs.
They sing Sabrina Carpenter songs. songs. They sing Little Boo Thing. They sing yep. Dua Lipa songs. It's and Kids Bop really is a great first concert, or yeah, second, third, fourth.
It's more like family bop.
It's a fun night yes. for sure. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And it's such a great price. It's $32 to $42 for your tickets. We try to keep it really simple in that way, and you're getting so much value for it too, because you're getting your state fair admission in with that, so you can come mm-hmm. enjoy the fair. Even if you come and enjoy the fair in the morning, go home, come back later at night. Like, there's just so many different ways. I know families, it's hard sometimes to stay the full day, but we have so many different options. Mm-hmm. You know, to come back and return for the evening. We understand there's nap times and important things sometimes in there.
Oh, you know our lives.
Right. This is just a really, really fun show, and it's going to be on that Tuesday of State Fair, which ends up being August 5th. And it's just a great way to kind of bring that whole family together, which is what the State Fair does.
Nice. Well, and I, you know, boys to men, let's not forget.
Oh, my gosh.
That was my first concert when I was, I don't want to age myself. I was 11, okay? And I'll never forget. So it's like a full circle moment for them to be coming to the Wisconsin State Fair for me. Tess, I'm just saying.
Absolutely. And I almost just announced its opening act. We just confirmed their opening act. I cannot say it, but it's going to be a fun one, too. They always bring just a great crowd.
Tess, so really excited.
That one's on the first Friday. I know. And I always find myself in these positions where I'm like, I know the acts that we haven't announced yet. And I'm like, oh my God, I almost just said it.
Oops. No, keep talking,
Tess. Stay tuned.
Don't say it. Spell it. Just spell it.
Okay. So to recap, we're talking to Tess from the Wisconsin State Fair. To recap, the fair is July 31st through August 10th. Kids Bop, you can get those tickets at a very reasonable price, $32 to $42. So reasonable, because things are expensive nowadays. That's reasonable for a concert ticket, so I appreciate
absolutely.
That.
We really try to keep it.
Honestly, and it gets you in the fair.
Speaking of reasonably priced, though, the fair tends to be reasonably priced. They usually drop a couple packages, a little something slight to make sure you can get your activities in. Ain't that right, Tess?
That's absolutely right. We have so many deals. We're even, you know, turning towards really starting to really focus everything around kind of that value and just packing as much in as possible. You come to the state fair, and it's not like you go to a movie for a couple hours and you just dropped all that money. I mean, you could be here all day. Again, you can leave and come back. There's so many different options to plan your day, and we just want to make sure you are packing as much value, because we understand people's dollars are so stretched, and we don't want to have to contribute to that hardship, and we just want people to come, have fun, and have a little bit of a getaway when they come here.
I love that.
And five pork chops on a stick, which is might just be me, but you know, I've done it. So
not just you.
I'll do it again. And a turkey leg if I'm in the mood.
If you get there.
If I make it that far.
You might need a nap between them, bro, but there's readmittance. Tess said that.
Right, exactly.
No, that's so funny. Well, I'm excited because I don't know if we're supposed to say this, but I'm going to say it. Next week on Allie and DZ, we are giving away tickets.
Oh, are we now?
Yes, to Gabriel Iglesias.
Mr. Fluffy himself.
Fluffy.
No, he's funny. He's funny.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be funny. That's going to be fun, I meant to say, but it will be funny. We're going to have those next week on the show, and we're getting pumped up for the Wisconsin State Fair, Tess. So thank you for joining
us. Yeah, it's cold now, but these warm temperatures and sunshine at the State Fair are coming. They're coming.
It's about the mindset. That's right.
Will there be a new cream puff flavor? Do we have too many now? Because we have a lot of good ones.
You know, there are so many good ideas flying with this new dairy building that we're you know, renovating. I think there's potential for it, but we just got to wait and see. It's going to be so exciting. Of course, we got to put our attention on the original classic cream puff, because that's what Wisconsinites really want to see. But they have done so many flavors with some of these drive-thrus, so it'll be really cool to see how this all pans out.
Yeah. So what you're saying is there's a chance Allie and DZ get an Allie and DZ flavored cream puff.
Well, no, because we won't agree on it. We'll have to have two.
That's the point. It'll be split flavors. Half one cream, half the other cream. Duh,
work. That's awesome. Oh, man. Well, did I need to bring up that I'm the cream puff champion?
No, stop it, because that's only going to fuel my fire to get in on this competition, man.
Okay, so the goal is DZ's going down the big slide. This is ridiculous. He hasn't done that, and it's his own fault. Nobody else's.
It is. I acknowledge.
We're excited for the fair. Next week, we'll have your tickets to Gabriel Iglesias around 7:45, and go get your Kids Bop ticket. Tickets, because they're reasonably priced. Nothing. We're just ready for the fair.
Tess, what did we miss?
Did we miss anything?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you compete in the celebrity cream puff eating competition this year, DZ, then do you go down the giant slide, or should we reverse that and do giant slide first?
Okay. We ain't missing nothing, Tess. Bye, Tess.
Definitely after.
All right, y'all wishing that evil? No, chill.
Okay, fine.
We'll converse off air.
The problem is if we put him on the slide before, he's gonna want to keep going and going and going because it's so
true.
Much
he
fun.
Won't even make it to the competition.
Exactly.
So you know what? I'll let my managers handle that.
I'm the manager. It's me. Hi.
I'm glad you know. Shout out to Tess Kirkson, man, director of public relations for the Wisconsin State Fair. G, appreciate you being here.
Thanks for joining
us. Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
You too. We'll talk to you soon. Oh, I love talking about the fair because, DZ, it's going to be, like, I was just telling my parents, it's almost March. Like, we're literally going to fly through the next few months, and it's summer.
The way you turn around and all of a sudden it's go time and summer in Milwaukee is here. Listen, I'm here for it.
Same.
The seasonal affective depression that hits my body around these times, it's thick.
And now it's going to lift in a few weeks and then spring break.
Everybody, deep breath in. Love it. Love that for us.
I love that for us, too. Like I said, next week, chance to win those tickets. Very exciting stuff. And today, you can still go try to win those Jim Gaffigan tickets at 1037kissfm.com.
Oh, we just got you winning on winning
fire.
On winning,
We're
bro.
On fire. Okay.
We got to cool down. It's too hot.
For real. 103.7 Kiss FM.